tonight I want to follow up on something we discussed last night, and that is young Greta Thunberg's address to the UN Climate Summit, and I want to play devil's advocate to a degree. Let's, for the sake of argument and for the sake of this discussion tonight, agree that climate change is 100% real. Let's assume that its humans are 100% responsible for it. And let's also assume that the Earth is warming and that that's entirely a bad thing. The fact still remains, if all of those things are true, the world is not going to end. And humans will not become extinct because of it. So what does the hysteria achieve? Because the hysteria is akin to a clear and present threat that is at our doors at the moment. And I'm more worried about the way children and young people are reacting to it. Greta Thunberg is clearly traumatised by this. All you had to do is look at her address. There is genuine trauma in that girl's voice. And it's not her fault. Now, I've read that she's been diagnosed with Asperger's syndrome and anxiety disorders, and let's face it, most young kids have these days. But that's even more reason to be careful about the way we discuss this. She says her dreams have been destroyed and her childhood stolen. Now, we know that that's not the truth. At 16, she's clearly had a childhood, and her dreams are still in front of her if she wants to embrace them. But we have engendered a discussion that is telling people her age that their future is nil. Given that even if the situation is as dire as she would have us believe, it won't have any direct impact on her in her lifetime, and probably not in her children's lifetime. So which dreams have been destroyed? And why has she not been allowed a childhood? What benefit is there to stirring up such fear in her and her generation? Now, I admire her courage, and so should anyone, because most adults couldn't address a gathering of world leaders in such fashion. But that still doesn't excuse the damage that is being done to her and other kids psychologically. All you've got to do is look at these kids that wagged school last week, and the ones that are in tears, thinking that their world is going to end at some stage in the very near future. For all the fawning and admiration for both Greta Thunberg and the kids that wag school, why are we applauding what is effectively defeatism? Why have we stopped teaching our kids that humans are resilient, humans are ingenious, and humans are innovative? Why do we believe that the same technological spirit that brought us to the point we're at now can't fix problems further down the track as they have throughout human history? Let's talk about that tonight. 132710 is the number, or get us via the Facebook page.